Grace be unto you in peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text for today is Psalm 23, and I would have you turn to page 177 in the front part of your hymn book, 177. You will see Psalm 23 in the upper left-hand column. We will read that in unison and conclude with the Gloria Patri. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, forevermore. Amen. In Christ Jesus, the Lamb who was slain for you, and now is your risen good shepherd, dear fellow redeemed, the sheep of his one flock. The 23rd Psalm is one of the most well-known and beloved of David's Psalms. It has extra special meaning to us since we know David before serving as king to have been a shepherd boy. And so when we hear the words, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, and in the presence of my enemies," we might remember David's words to King Saul when Goliath was bullying the Israelite army. He said, "Your servant has been keeping his father's sheep. And when a lion or a bear came and carried off a sheep from the flock, I went after it, struck it, and rescued the sheep from its mouth. The Lord, who rescued me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear, will rescue me from the hand of this Philistine." And Saul said to David, "Go, and the Lord be with you." And most of you know the rest of the story. The Lord was with David, and with a single slingshot, he downed that imposing giant and routed the entire Philistine army. One of our favorite activities in the Pacific Northwest was to hike in the foothills of the Cascades and the Olympic rainforests. Our children, and now even our grandchildren, loved to run ahead on the trails. But we had this rule: do not go beyond where we can see you. And there were several reasons for that rule, but chief among them for me was the potential cougars that could be perched on the rocky cliffs overhead. And the theory was that if the cougar saw me, it would think twice before pouncing on one of the little ones. And then when we reached our destination, a waterfall, a panoramic vista, We would sit down on rocks or logs, pull out our lunch, and refuel for the journey back. But we were not necessarily out of harm's way from such a predator, but we nevertheless would have a table set before us, so to speak, and we would eat in peace. So in this psalm, David recognizes that you and I, followers of the Good Shepherd, David's greater son, have imposing enemies. The chief among them, of course, is the devil, who, like a roaring lion, prowls around seeking to devour us. And yet, interestingly, our Lord does not build a rock wall around us, a fortress with a wide, treacherous moat, but we are told he sets a table before us in the presence of our enemies. Luther comments, "I too would like to wage war if, without any danger, care, trouble, and work, one could conquer one's enemies by doing nothing more than sitting at table, eating, drinking, and being merry." And this is exactly what happens for us as the flock of the Lord Jesus. Jesus, you see, is that imposing figure who is present with us even though surrounded by the devil and all of his diabolical allies. Yes, though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death with your enemies throwing real accusations and condemnations against you, declaring you to be hated and forsaken by the holy, just God on account of your sin, you get to pause in peace because of who is with you. You eat at the table your good shepherd has set before you. And there you have placed before you the bread of life to eat, the living water to drink. Christ, your good shepherd, is there, forgiving you all your sins, giving you life everlasting, bestowing upon you unmerited eternal salvation. That is unmerited by you. But by him, he earned it for you. Out of love, freely. Every time the sheep of the Good Shepherd have their sins forgiven, every time, whether it be through the spoken word or by receiving the true body and blood given and shed for the forgiveness of your sins, every time your sins are forgiven, and thus Christ is actively present with them, with you, through word and sacrament, the predatory enemies flee. In your personal devotional life, for example, Luther encourages us to make the sign of the cross in the name of the triune God, our baptismal formula. And we can know that the devil and all of his allies scurry away because you are safe in Christ, your Savior. Now, I do not know if my hiking theory actually worked with any stalking predator that we did not see. I'm very glad we were never challenged, or that I was ever challenged in those situations. But we do know the Good Shepherd's presence with us does work. It works with the enemies that seek to devour our faith in him. Eating in the green pastures and drinking at the quiet waters means believing and clinging to the word of Christ. From this ongoing activity of the Good Shepherd, Shepherd setting the table before you, proceeds such things as peace, joy, comfort, strength, even with all your enemies present. Trust in your Good Shepherd. He truly cares for you. When you wander, he searches and finds you. When you are weary, he has you lie down. When you are hungry and thirsty, he feeds and gives you drink. When you are broken, he binds up your wounds. When you are weak, he is your strength. And all of this is done by his powerful and effective voice, which you hear again and again. Your sins are all forgiven. Be at peace. In word and sacrament, your table is set in Jesus' name. The Lord is your shepherd. You shall not want. Amen. And we pray, please rise. We include in our prayers a prayer for Solomon Falksted, the 8-year-old son of Professor Ben Falksted. He has been struggling with abdominal pain for some time and has now met with a doctor or specialist at Mayo Clinic in Rochester. Let us pray. O Lord Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd of the sheep, who came to seek the lost and to gather them into your fold, have compassion on those who have wandered from you. Feed those who hunger. Cause the weary to lie down in your pastures. Bind up those who are broken in heart and strengthen those who are weak. And lead us all, O Lord, in the paths of righteousness for your name's sake. And gracious Heavenly Father, at your invitation, we come before you on behalf of your child, Solomon. Grant ability and wisdom to those who provide him with medical care, so that his condition may be properly diagnosed and treated according to your will. Provide patience and comfort to his parents, along with a firm confidence in your fatherly care. We commit Solomon into your hands through the merits of your Son, our Good Shepherd, in whose name we pray. Amen. May the God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you complete in every good work, that you may have peace and comfort in life everlasting, in his holy name. Amen.